This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Welcome to WHM Mailbag, everybody. I'm Andrew Jupin, alongside the whole gang, Eric Siska, Christopher Cabin, and Steven Sadak.
I'm Elf Siska.
What's that?
I'm Elf Siska.
Hey, I'm Elf Siska.
Oh, man, you and Bob Newhart, that'd be charming.
Right? Yeah. Well, I say that because we're all wearing Santa hats, because this is a holiday mailbag. It's on YouTube. We've got new video technology, so if you haven't checked it out yet, check in now. You can see us wearing holiday hats. Yeah. Well, isn't that fun?
There never was a Polish elf before. We never had one of those at the North Pole.
It probably would take some time to adjust to Polish elf.
The problem is all the fucking wooden submarines you were carving had screen doors on them.
Do I feed it sausage?
Of course you do.
So we have some letters here for the holidays. So Steve, do you want to kick us off?
I will, with a non-holiday related email. This comes from Steve, who is not me, who had this to say.
Are you sure?
I'm almost positive. I'm almost positive.
All right.
Hi, gang. Sorry for the... there's a lot of stuff up front that I'm not going to read because I don't want to read it.
That's fine.
Really? That's my thing.
Wow. Always fine. That's my to just thing. Get on with it.
Mm-hmm. On a recent flight from Toronto to Paris. Nice. Must be nice to be a little rich boy over here.
No comment.
6 hours plus, I witnessed the most prolific in-flight puker you can imagine.
What?
Hereafter known as Pukey. As we boarded.
Pretty creative. I shall call you Pukey.
That's my Pixar short.
Oh, that's
Pukey.
Finally one that won't win the Academy.
No, that's the one that will. As we boarded.
I can't believe Pukey was shut out.
As we boarded, Pukey is loudly making noises and having trouble finding his seat.
Oh, boy.
We figured he was high, and my girlfriend said he'd be our in-flight entertainment. She was right, in a way. During takeoff, Pukes into his hand, then flicks his hand back down the aisle, spraying vomit
what?
On the floor,
no.
Barely missing his shoes. Now again, I go, so he's like,
well, I've been puking before Pukey, so I didn't learn anything directly from Pukey.
And see, the story of Pukey is that fleck has to find the rest of the puke that's been mopped up to go home.
Did he get Agent Starling or not, is my question.
Madman Pukey, dude.
10 minutes later, Pukey remembers he has an air sickness bag and uses it. Hey, thanks.
Better late than never, I guess.
Soon after, the cabin crew notices the spray down the aisle.
The carrots.
I know, by the way, that this is Canada to France, so I don't know what the air marshal situation is, but where is the air marshal?
Take them down!
It's
an air mountie.
And it's a le puke with cheese, I think they call it.
Little differences.
Soon after, the cabin crew notices the spray down the aisle. They give Pukey a few moist wipes to clean up. Since he's drunk and stupid, he makes...
Is this the first time that this writer is mentioning that the Pukey is drunk?
I think so. That's how we're learning.
And stupid?
If this person was fat, they'd be an animal house. And it's no way to go through life, son.
Since he's drunk and stupid, he makes a quarter-assed attempt to clean up the carpet, then spills his vomit bag all over himself.
Come on, Pukey!
And the aisle!
Come on, Pukey!
You know, everyone in coach gets to go into first class. That's how that goes. Everyone gets upgraded, and Pukey has to be in the back of the plane.
Oh, man.
It's a scene from Problem Child.
Yeah, it is.
In the air.
Gilbert to be fucking getting vomited on?
Under his seat is now a horrifying pile of vomit and paper towels. My girlfriend is trying to engage me in conversation, yet I cannot look away.
But could you
imagine?
Sorry,
babe. This guy's throwing up.
It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
It's just getting good. But could you imagine sitting next to this guy?
No, that's awful.
I mean, that's a story I'd love to hear. I
really hope that this guy had gentleman's first class.
A flight attendant then sprays the carpet with perfume and throws a blanket over it.
Yeah, that'll do it. Thanks. Thanks a lot, pal.
Just still soak it up.
Pukey takes the blanket and uses it to clean himself off.
Nice.
This dude sucks and rules.
Flight attendant returns with some of that powder you sprinkle on a carpet after your dog pees on it. The mess is sprinkled, then covered with more blankets.
Is that like Comet, right?
Yeah, or no, it's like that weird... I've gotten this.
Oh, we used it in the fucking theater all the time.
Yeah, when kids would puke on the floor, or yeah. I guess adults, yeah. we dumped this stuff and it turned the puke into sawdust and you could like sweep it up.
So that's not Comet.
That is not
I was trying to loop it back around to the reindeer. Because we got the holiday hats on the YouTubes.
Unfortunately not, dude.
The woman sitting behind Pukey asks for a new seat. She is moved. The guy asks The guy next to Pukey asks to move as well, but the only vacant seat is behind Pukey. He takes it. You know, when Pukey's not on screen, people should be asking, where is Pukey?
Fuck, dude. I don't know, though. As far as we've been told so far, Pukey's not, like, slinging it to the side, but slinging it to the back.
That's true, yeah. That's
I think this dude was safe where he was, right. To be totally honest.
Pukey gets up. He takes it anyway. Pukey gets up, presumably to puke in the bathroom.
Oh, and that's
staggers
fucking novel
to a
idea.
Standing position. This is when the air marshal has to take him out, like 3 to the chest. Sorry, Pukey.
This dude's a menace. He's going to take us down with him.
Who knows when he's gotten that vomit? They can't check that.
That's true. It could be outbreak.
It's like a Final Destination movie.
As he staggers in a standing position, I hide under my thin airline basket just in case he throws up on me.
Airline basket?
Airline blanket. Sorry. That's what it is.
Ew, don't use those.
No, I never use those.
I guess, though, when puke is flying all over the cabin.
Maybe. Right. It's like a Gallagher show. You want a poncho type of
thing. Well, your life's already over. You got carrots in your hair.
While he's gone, I throw my air sickness bag onto his seat. That's kind of a favor.
That's a good move.
But
right?
I mean, I feel like it should be like the end of It's a Wonderful Life. 100 letters for Santa Claus. Everyone should be throwing these fucking things in there. It should be raining down
but
from
what
the heavens.
If he keeps throwing up.
And then,
you need it. Because listen, when I smell puke, get ready for puke, too.
See, I've never been that way.
You just love the smell of vomit in the morning.
Well, I get so hard. No, I've just never gotten where like, Somebody puking has never caused me to puke. I will say that.
No, yeah. It's never been a Stand By Me pie contest puke off for me. But like, ever gotten like air sick? I don't think I've ever gotten
air sick. I've never
gotten
air sick either.
No, and I've been like really drunk and high in the air.
Mm. Yeah, but like never this pukey up. Story sounds like, I can see this happening in like 1930.
When I was young, I remember getting like a little air sick, but like definitely not to that point where you're constantly doing it. How much did he eat?
Yeah, I mean, you didn't get sick to the point where it was like a Monty Python gag.
No, yeah. Yeah, okay.
I need more info on Pukey.
He comes back and uses my bag during subsequent bathroom
visits.
He came back from vomiting.
Yes.
Yeah. And vomited again.
Yes.
How is that even possible? This is like a Ebola virus. Yes. Or something.
Seriously, were his fucking stomach guts coming up? It's
fucking World War Z on the plane, man. Like, I don't like it.
You got to fucking, you know what? Have everybody buckle their seatbelts. Open the door and throw this guy out. Seriously. You have to turn it into an action movie for a second.
First, you have to set the body on fire. That's the only way you're going to get rid of
it. Pukey, get off my plane. And President Dick Hot Dog says off.
During subsequent bathroom visits, I asked my seatmate for their bag so we could donate them.
Oh, God.
But they don't have any.
This dude is a fucking menace.
The cabin crew bafflingly does nothing to ensure he has a fresh supply. Lacking any bags, Pukey throws up into the in-flight magazine and then holds it vertically onto his lap.
This guy is drunk and stupid indeed.
Seat 37D is a nightmare. The floor, seat, man, and his carry-on bag are covered. The plane must be destroyed.
Is he vomiting clear liquid?
I just don't understand. That's a great question. What's left in there? Yeah.
Blood?
Oh, nice. Blood pukes.
Get the fuck away from me, Pukey!
Yeah, totally.
Get the fuck away from me!
Did something drop in this dude's eye as he was boarding the plane?
A
crow was standing in the fucking airplane tunnel. The cabin crew have given up, just ignoring Pukey while struggling to wheel the beverage cart over the blankets onto the floor. Why am I sending you this letter? Great question.
I like it. I think it's a perfect letter to send.
Hey, man, I'm with you. So far, so good, dude.
We haven't had nice puke and shit stories in a while. We all hate movies at gmail.com.
Well, you guys are all gross, and I figured you'd enjoy it. But I also draw a movie connection. At one point during Pukepocalypse or a Pukeopolypse, I like Pukeopolypse.
Pukepocalypse, I think, is what
yeah,
you
that's
want.
What it rolls.
Wait, this was directed by Cronenberg.
Yes. Yes, I attempted to watch the Willem Dafoe movie At Eternity's Gate. It seemed okay, but then got distracted.
Not
I
a plain
really,
movie, by the way.
I
great movie.
I couldn't pay attention, so I should probably give it another chance. Can any of you confirm if this movie is worth watching without puke, which Andrew just did?
Yep.
Have you ever watched a movie but missed it due to external distractions? Thanks, Steve.
External distractions. So it's not your own puke.
You just had Uncut Gems ruined for you this afternoon.
I still really enjoyed Uncut Gems, but I'm sitting there watching the movie and like 15 minutes into it, some old lady's like, are you in row K? Like fucking Mike Francesa's on the screen. Show some respect. And then I'm like, yes, this is row K. And then she asked the guy in front of me.
Oh,
it's
man.
Like, that's row J. You didn't believe me that it's row K?
Man.
I would love it if it turned into fucking Purple Rose of Cairo and you and Mike Francesa. And he just turns like, Eric, you got to tell this girl to find your seat.
I'm trying to play this restaurateur that's also a bookie.
You can't kiss Papa John. The first person you kiss on the lips cannot be Papa John.
And then a guy behind me was laughing hysterically like he was watching Grown Ups or something.
The fucking people hooting, laughing
like
at like
every single thing. It's like, oh, some dudes are roughing up Adam Sandler.
Yeah, dude, he is not doo-boo-boo-bobbing in that movie at all.
It's weird, man. People laugh. I mean, I guess because it's uncomfortable laughter. I mean, that movie is fucking tense. Like, really, yes, really tense.
Sure.
I can't, you know, it's
gambling, just don't do it.
Yeah, exactly. Any external circumstances ruined a movie for you one way or another, or maybe you want to give it another chance?
I mean, I don't want to talk... Like people talking or like
no yeah
you know,
we've,
like
how about like
really bad
oh no you get you go
well
ahead.
I would say one time we were watching a private screening of Signs at the old multiplex back in the day. Kevin, were you here for this story?
Yes.
And it was that famous rolling brownout that New York State had.
Oh, right.
That one summer, and it was like right when they're showing the handy cam footage of the birthday party and the alien like runs
oh, that's
by the
freaky,
screen
man.
And
oh,
the
nice.
Second it ran by the screen, all the power went off and the emergency lights, like these floodlights, turned on. And I guess it's the exact opposite because it wasn't ruined at all. It actually made it. We were all like, what the fuck? Like fucking shitting your pants.
Yeah, that's
and then
cool.
We realized like the power went out.
I had a similar thing at I saw Castaway, and when the FedEx plane was going down, by the way, ship with FedEx. Castaway says so. The floodlights came on and the movie stopped, you know, it eventually stopped, but I thought it was like, this is really good effects. Like, wow.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm there.
4D before 4D was 4D.
But yeah, that's the end of that. Is there any puking? Like maybe noticing an audience member being a fucking vile monster.
And not as bad as Pukepocalypse, but in the industry screening at the New York Film Festival, the year 12 Years a Slave was there. Someone started, like during one of the horrendous scenes in that movie, an old woman like ran up from her seat, and I was sitting in the back of the theater, and she like almost made it to the door and started vomiting.
Oh,
like,
God.
And it's like, I'd never heard an old lady retch before, and it was just kind of like, come on. I mean, the fucking decrepit donors that go to the Walter Reed during like the industry press screenings.
I saw an old lady puke once. It was on a Metro North train. And she was like barely keeping it in, but then she finally got in the bathroom, and then she came out and she was like sweating and like, oh, my
oh
God.
Man.
Puke and then like went back in. Yeah, it was massive. Fuck. Puke sweat. So I was, ooh.
I forget what it was. I think it might have been Captain Marvel, but I was behind. I've told this story before, I think. But there was a young son and his mother in front of me. And at one point, he just starts like hitting his mother, and she hands him the like those popcorn tubs.
Uh-huh.
And he just starts retching into the
oh,
tub. Like,
not going to get up to go to the bathroom. Can't miss a second of this Marvel movie.
Was very audibly.
Was there popcorn in it? Was he puking on the corn?
I didn't inspect. I would suspect no.
Fuck, dude, do you want butter on that or what?
And it was a couple of times. They pulled the lever a couple of times there with that kid.
That's gnarly.
Wow, that kid hated that movie.
And then he went and wrote about it on the internet. Chris Cabin, I believe you're up next. Yeah. You're in the letter reading.
It's a movie, English. Hey, guys. My dad grew up in Amish country in Ohio.
Ooh.
Even though he left the church, he wanted us kids to understand the culture. So starting in 1987, when I was 10 years old, he sent my brother and I to stay with our grandparents in the summertime.
It's like a reverse Rumspringer. You got to go there.
It's a Werkspringer. Arbeitspringer.
Your Game Boy will do you no good here, English.
You're going to make bread. Day in, day out, making bread. Work on the farm and live as he did for a couple months each year.
Kill me dead.
I think it sounds pretty good.
Nope,
I think this is actually good for children.
Round you out a little bit.
Exactly.
I turned out okay without any farm work. Let me just say.
Did you?
Point.
Dad was the oldest of 10 kids. Damn.
Yikes.
And his youngest sibling, my Aunt Barbara, was only 3 years older than me. So we had a lot in common.
Barbara.
What?
Look at that extreme tab, dude.
Got it. Oh, and the Aunt Barbara tab on
Wow.
It's just her teaching you how to build a barn.
Yeah.
It's different videos, a series.
Search Pornhub for Amish aunt.
No, dude, yeah, it's there. I'm telling you,
really?
It's there.
All right, I'm going to look.
I have to make hard candies at home.
Should I look now?
No,
is that
no,
dynamic
no,
you content for YouTube?
The big deal for Amish kids back then was when the bookmobile came every couple of weeks.
Was it a horse-drawn carriage with books on the back of it? Or alternate joke, was the bookmobile only allowed to pull up to the tip of the property and they had to find
it's just a Toyota Corolla with boxes of books in the back seat.
Drive through Amish country.
Okay,
everyone.
So this just in from the internet ticker. I Googled Amish aunt porn. And one of the top results is Amish mom porn son ma'am aunt real.
Real, yeah.
No, thank you.
In
no, thank
caps,
you.
Yeah, we don't have to.
Please don't
Amish
click on that.
Amish girls go anal. Amish women fucking sons. Man, that's. I guess that's close enough.
Yeah,
to
well,
aunthood.
No. The thing is, you put an aunt in there. It's like, this guy's looking for family stuff.
Yep.
Yeah,
and that's,
you're right.
I had to Google the fact. He's like, what do we got for family stuff?
Yeah. By the way, better make an appointment to get a new phone after that search.
Also,
is he on your Wi-Fi network? Out of curiosity.
Also, everybody knows the best Amish porn is the parody Wit Nuts.
Come on.
And by the way, there are some news.
Well done. It took me way too long to get it, but that is fucking hilarious.
There are some news articles that are too disturbing to read as well.
Sure. I'm glad you
enough.
Can I get back to it?
Yeah, let's continue.
One day when Barbara was gathering her books to return, I noticed that the first in the pile was the novelization of Karate Kid Part 2.
That's awesome.
Depending on the sect, many Amish kids attend public school so that they can learn English and find out about the outside world. On the last day of school that year, Barbara's class had a free day where the teacher had shown Karate Kid 1 on VHS. Even though it was on 12-inch TV, it was on a 12-inch TV, and she was in the back of the room, she loved the movie and wanted to know more. So when she saw the book for part two, she immediately grabbed it.
But isn't this like
just as good as movies?
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is like devil's temptation, right? They shouldn't be watching television.
No.
It's bad enough that they've got light bulbs.
It's so fucked up.
I think the idea is you look at it and the strong Amish say no, thank you.
Isn't the Cobra Kai kid rolling up a J in that movie?
He is. Right.
That's poisonous, man.
Already he's rolling a number on the toilet.
Yes. They must have got really excited when Johnny breaks her radio. Like, yeah, he did it.
That radio.
That guy's the hero of the movie.
You did it. Great summer. Now come on home.
For the rest of that summer, when doing our chores in the barn or fields, Barbara and I broke down the Karate Kid saga to an insane degree. It's one of my best childhood memories. Looking back, she was probably humoring a 10-year-old boy who somewhat, 10-year-old boy somewhat, because I know how I could get. As far as I know, to this day, she has never seen the movie version of parts 2 or 3.
You know, Barbara, you're fine. Remain Amish.
No. Operation Show Barbara part 3, because it's got Terry Silver.
Got it.
Karate's bad boy Mike Barnes.
Nice.
And other events there with him.
It's true. And a lot of bonsai trees.
Just stick with for richer or poorer.
Oh, God. That's like cultural appropriation.
It's an awful movie.
Yeah.
That might be a stay tuned.
Yeah, big time.
Yes, definitely.
Or What Happened to the Morgans.
Oh, or
Did You Hear What Happened to
yes,
the Morgans?
Yes, that's it. Yeah.
Oh, they were shot in the head.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's what I heard.
Twist ending, shot in the head.
By the way, Barbara renewed the Karate Kid 2 book so that I could read it. And I remember, if I remember right, Miyagi uses karate to fix Daniel's car in the first chapter.
Yeah. Better movie.
Well, we're going to have to look into that.
Better movie.
I mean, he's like kicks the engine.
I guess that's probably
like Ryu. He just kind of kicks the engine and then fixes it.
Test your might, Miyagi edition. He just fixes the car.
No, the car has evidence and he has to break it down like Street Fighter.
Oh, right.
And does the legs. Thanks so much for all the laughs. I'm a Patreon subscriber and you guys are the best. Lynn in Missouri.
Well, Lynn, thank you for not only your letter, but for the Patreon subscription.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I'm kind of curious, like, about what Lynn thought about Karate Kid when he finally saw it, right? I mean, like...
He loved it.
He loved it? Okay.
Yeah. How could you not?
Well, yeah, no, but it's just sort of one of those things, like, when you think you know what a movie is, and then you finally... You make up a whole story about it in your head, and then you finally see it, it doesn't match up.
Yeah. Maybe he was disappointed.
Could have been.
I don't know. Just saying.
Well, now he knows about theme parks and girls, and it's all over.
I remember I once because I was a shitheel student, I did a book report on the novelization of Home Alone.
Yeah, you did.
Really?
Yeah, and nobody, they're like, you know what, dude.
Did you actually read it, though?
No, I did not.
Oh, because in that version, though, Joe Pesci dies of a broken neck.
Oh, got it.
Yeah,
and they were the snowball bandits in that version because they would spit at each other's mouths.
Why?
It was an adult read. It was for the airport. It wasn't for you.
That's why that dude was throwing up.
Was it in the adult section? Was there like barn doors?
Hold on. Let me look for Home Alone porn.
No, dude. No. Your phone's going to explode.
Home Alone son porn. No. I was just trying to think of other family names.
Horn Alone.
I'm going to get a beer.
Bone Alone is the movie.
Christmas Rain.
Bone Alone. Okay. Yeah.
Bone Alone. That's a good one. So it's like, Kevin McAllister realizes he can masturbate the entire time his family's gone.
Dude, yeah, Kevin McAllister would have figured something out, like, fucking finally.
He finds the fucking Playboy and buzzes his chest.
That's true. Goes like, yikes. And you're like, nah, dude.
No, he does that, right? And then, like, he goes out ice skating, has that crazy adventure.
Sure.
He buys the stuff at the store and whatnot. And then he comes home after he sees the neighbor and all that. And then he's like, maybe. And that's a deleted scene.
Got it. Well, he's also like
awakening.
He's also thinking about the lady at the grocery store who's kind of flirting with a little bit.
Oh, right. Yes.
Yeah. She's like, are you really 18? Yeah.
He puts it together.
Mm-hmm. Right. Like when he goes, forgot about that. When he goes to the grocery store.
For the kids. Yeah. Yeah.
What a disgusting.
I was reminded of that scene in that abhorrent The Movies That Made Us thing on Netflix.
Oh, God.
What cheap shit, dude. It's like watching fucking subpar, like, I love the aughts.
Yeah.
There's some fucking terrible narrator who's like, John Hughes decided to write Home Alone. It's like, you want to fucking, speaking of puke catastrophe.
I saw some of that at a bar. It was just on, the bar just had it on because they were playing Netflix. And it was the Ghostbusters one.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I wonder if Bill Murray's going to, like, obviously not.
Please.
It's only Dan Aykroyd.
I mean, it's the same thing with Home Alone. You got fucking Daniel Stern and Chris Columbus and... Oh, and Buzz.
Of course.
And that be all. And I'm sorry. I know for a fucking fact that Uncle Frank is still alive.
Did you see him yesterday?
I check in every once in a while to see if Uncle Frank has passed on.
For the Ghostbusters one, they had a guy named Murray. That's sad.
Yeah, exactly.
Just a guy named Murray.
Some dude who works in a Jewish deli. First name Murray.
I kind of feel like Bill Murray is trolling Dan Aykroyd when he pretends he doesn't like Ghostbusters.
Oh, come on, buddy. Come on, old pal. You know we had such a great time making that movie.
Yeah, if I had to see what my best movie with Harold Ramis was, I'd probably say Stripes. Oh, come on!
Oh, man.
You son of a bitch!
Everybody knows that's not true.
That's not true.
Stupid super tank.
So the next letter.
Oh, right. Sure.
Is Christmas Raid.
Fuck.
Which is why we're dressed like this.
It's what's going to happen in here if you keep fucking searching for stuff on your phone. Man, Christmas raid in the studio, dude.
They finally got those We Hate Movies boys.
Listen, no one cares what you search.
They got the chair for what? All four of them.
Hello, gang. This story takes place in Toledo, Ohio in mid-December of 1998.
How perfectly specific.
One weekend. Which weekend was it in mid-December, you son of a...
My Give us the facts, the real facts.
What hour of the day was this? One weekend, my parents had to go up to Michigan to visit friends. They had to visit friends?
Necessity.
Hey, man, you got to keep up relationships as you get older.
It was the Parkers.
Which park? What, Peter Parker?
Yeah, Peter Parker's parents. They had to, Peter Parker's Michigan? Parents, Pepper. Yeah, I don't know.
Are you talking about Peter Piper, dude?
Oh,
Peter
yes.
Parker's Spider-Man.
Peter
anyway,
Piper is a guy that eats peppers, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, dude. I want to look that up on Pornhub.
Eating pepper porn?
Oh, yeah, look at him eat that pepper.
I'm doing it right now.
No, seriously, do it.
No, eating it. Pickled pepper
results.
Porn.
Read some results. Okay. This is what people want, just dynamic content.
They want you reading results.
They definitely don't want us to read these letters, because I'm definitely not. I really did not want to go, and after some debate, they said I could stay home for the night. I was 15 years old and a nerd, so my parents were comfortable with leaving me home alone. Oh shit. Bringing it all back around.
Oh, no.
You're laughing at the pepper porn? He's laughing at pepper porn.
No. Well,
read the pepper porn.
First of all, I think when you type in eating pepper into Pornhub, it thinks you mean something else. It's like, did you mean?
Penis? Oh, eating pussy.
Yeah,
oh,
yes. Oh, but nice. There is...
That's a bad word. Don't
I don't
that.
Know what this is. I'm just going to play the audio of it.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. I like this. I like this.
It is...
Let's see if we get removed from YouTube.
All right. I am on the board ready to mute the channel at any time now.
It is what I can only describe as a derelict-looking man sitting at a table... And then with a watermelon and a spoon, and the title is "How to Eat a Watermelon." So I'm excited.
Okay,
but this is on Pornhub.
It is on Pornhub. Okay. Here we go.
Hello, watermelon students. Today I will be doing a tutorial on the correct way to eat a watermelon. As you can see right here, we have one serving of watermelon. One serving is one half. Of a watermelon. In this case, it's a seedless watermelon. I probably would prefer the seed-type melon, but this one looks pretty good.
Oh, dude, I'm going to start jerking off in a minute.
A lot of people think you're supposed to eat watermelon.
Real heads know that the seeds are better.
Sure, you won't last 5 seconds eating this watermelon.
And, of course, that's not true.
Oh, it's a fork.
There is a fork.
Is
and
a knife?
The fork... Cartel many years ago
sort
of brainwashed people into thinking you're supposed to eat a watermelon.
I love this.
With a fork, just in an attempt to
wait,
sell
just
forks.
To confirm once again, Steve. I'm like, this is on Pornhub.
This is on Pornhub.
We should start posting the mailbags on Pornhub.
Dude, I'm watching also. There's, you know, that if you're familiar with the site Pornhub, which I might be, they have that like graph as to like when the most watched part is. And this thing is a fucking spike going all the way down.
Oh my God.
Wow. So
at the first utterance of Fork Cartel.
Yeah, what's his username? We aired some of his
content. That's fair. That's totally fair. The
Watermelon Man.
I locked my phone. It is Magician Oz.
Okay, Magician Oz, thank you for your contributions.
Check
the
rest of
those
videos, dude. I'm just saying this watermelon thing might be an anomaly. Everything else is fucking gigantic dicks.
Well, you know, you don't go looking for stuff we talk about. We had to mention
that. I might watch the rest of that video a little bit later.
Oh, that's fucking great.
With your pants down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we didn't. Obviously, by the way, if you kind of forwarded ahead, that dude just eventually stands up and starts jerking off.
I think so.
It's
like,
gotcha. This isn't instructional. Nothing.
I don't even know what we were talking about before.
No, well, the kid was staying home alone.
Got it.
For extended periods of time because his parents knew that he had not discovered booze or tall glasses of water.
Mm, marijuana.
Deadly stuff. Funny enough, I was at a bar right before I came here, uh-huh. and two of the old timers there were saying if marijuana was legalized in the United States, we'd be right back to the murder rates of the 70s.
Oh, I bet. Man, you know, I hate that you go to my neighborhood bar in the afternoon when all the fucking creeps are there, because they're not there at night. It's a whole different kind of creeps. They're way more progressive.
That's true.
They're just perverts.
They're just eating watermelon on Pornhub. I was and am a huge Nintendo and Star Wars fan. My dad was always very supportive of my gaming and would actually enjoy watching me play different games like Zelda, Mario, and Shadows of the Empire for N64.
Now you got
I will
all
say
them.
That probably because you
Oh, little loved boy.
Not loved. Dear letter writer, you are not loved. Father just was able to not hear your fucking shit for a minute.
Yeah, that's
just
a good point.
Occupy your time. Oh, I can lay here drunkenly on the couch while you play that. Yeah.
And what's your score there, Jimbo? Yeah, you gotta find that fucking key, dude. Well, keep looking.
You pick up his organs afterwards. That's disgusting, Jimbo.
Like to see Mario fucking do a backflip after having three fucking kids.
Yeah, can Dr. Mario write me a script for Oxy or what?
Jim, see Mario hold down a real job in the real world. How about that?
I never seen him fix a fucking toilet.
Every Christmas, he would tell me to give him a list of five games, and he would get every one of them.
Fucking Christ.
You're right, little rich boy here. He was also a huge toy collector.
Okay, now things are coming together, by the way.
He's a Superman villain.
He also would make videos about how to eat a watermelon.
He actually sold his Star Wars toy collection in the mid-90s to put down a down payment on our new house.
Oh, wow.
That's a lot.
That's crazy. Also, now you wonder, like, did he sell too early?
Yeah, maybe.
That's a great question.
He could have bought two houses with it if he waited a little longer after the mid-90s.
I think he had a crap childhood, so there is something psychological there. But, hey, I enjoyed the Nintendo games, and my dad is a good dude.
Nice.
Allegedly. So. Anyways, this year, number one with a blaster bolt on the list was Star Wars Rogue Squadron. I'd read about it on IGN, Nintendo Power, EGM, GamePro, etc. for a year, and
Jesus
it was all
Christ.
I wanted to play.
Nintendo Power is still fucking around?
Oh, Nintendo Power.
This is old.
Well, yeah, but Rogue Squadron, this is an N64 game, so this is like 20 years ago. But also, I remember reading those game pros getting excited about video games.
Really?
Oh, yeah, man. You never did it?
Nah, I didn't do
it. I read a Nintendo Power or two in my day.
Yeah, I had a few Nintendo Powers laying around.
I was kind of a game pro kid.
You were a gamer, man.
Yeah, I was a bit of a gamer.
Where did you stand on Wizard?
You know me and Wizard, dude.
Did you have a subscription?
I didn't. I never had a subscription, but I would buy every issue I could.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. Huh. And you're still a massive gamer to this day.
I am.
You're Pokemon shielding it up.
That's
right?
Yeah. And I'm
you didn't go for the sword?
That? It's just a Pokemon game.
Oh, okay.
You use your shield to like smash them down, crush their faces.
That's how you keep them underwater.
No, I don't have time to play it. I bought it. It's collecting dust.
That's all my games.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I bought it. I was like, this is going to be fucking awesome. And it was. And I'm like,
I do like the replacement thing. It was Breath of the Wild. I got stuck on that photo thing. I never looked it up. Then Untitled Goose Game came along. And that's kind of
you don't
I'm
have
at.
To finish the photo thing until the very end.
Yeah,
you know.
Can just, yeah,
you don't have to do that.
Yeah, I know. Anyway.
Anyways, my parents leave for Michigan. I waited about 30 minutes to make sure they didn't forget anything, and I raided the Christmas gift stash.
Fuck, this always blows up in your face, dude.
Little stinker here. I find the boxes that were clearly N64 games and very carefully cut out the side of one.
Bum, 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 bum.
He's got the glasses with the different lenses.
Totally. It's like a fucking jeweler.
A scalpel's going across it.
He was trying to find Rogue Squadron. And I figured they wouldn't notice the clear plastic missing and rip it off. I then proceeded to open it up and save the galaxy as the immortal rogues.
This is rough, I'll tell you, because all right, you want to open it up, see what it is, mm-hmm. but now you're fucking playing the thing. You're in hot soup right here. I'm telling you right now, you're in hot soup.
What are you going to do? Like eject it and put it back and pretend?
It's a lot.
Well, you need like a clear glue too. If it's like Elmer's, you're going to get caught.
And then you're going to try to open it up and act like you're so excited to play it. Like, what are you, like an actor? Like,
oh my God.
Jacob Tremblay? Do you think you're like a Jacob Tremblay?
I did exactly this, by the way.
What?
Yeah, me and my brother did this for a game called Spider-Man and X-Men Arcade's Revenge. It was a Super Nintendo game.
Uh-huh.
We opened it and played it the week before Christmas.
Really? Oh, yeah, dude.
Wow. And then you rewrapped it.
Yes.
And then pretend like, oh, wow.
Well, we just like kind of very carefully opened the wrapping, as you would. Yeah. Left it all out. Kind of, I remember we cut the seam of the shrink wrap and then just kind of kept the shrink wrap on.
Whoa.
Removed the game.
Genius.
Play the game.
This is some surgical shit, yeah. Dude. My brother and I one time searched for presents. I don't think my younger sister was involved. We found them. We opened a couple. The wave of guilt immediately.
Yeah.
We fucking stopped.
I don't do that G word, man.
1 year I was searching for presents and I found all the coal and I got so guilty that I saw my coal early. Anyway, I figured
you were so excited to play with the coal that you burned it that day and then had to go find some more.
Exactly. And then I found all these diamonds and I was like, shit, that went too far. This coal's ruined.
Not even a bag of nails. Nothing but coal.
Oh, yeah. Bag of nails, dude. I fucking make my own IED that Christmas morning. Oh,
the littlest Christmas terrorist.
I figured they wouldn't notice the clear plastic missing, and I rip it off and then proceed to open it up and save the... Oh, I read this already. But then he spent the entire day playing and beating the game. He beat the game. And then I retaped the wrapping paper and put it right back where I found it. I mean, you might as well fucking return it to the store now.
Yeah, really. It's done, dude.
Well, Jim Boy, not playing any Rogue Squadron. Didn't you like it? Did you find it good?
Oh, you don't like Star Wars anymore? Don't you like Star Wars?
Okay, because you don't like Star Wars anymore. No more Star Wars gifts.
If you don't like Star Wars that much, I guess I'll get rid of the house I bought with Star Wars.
Must be playing it when I'm asleep. That must be what's happening here.
Most teenagers in this scenario have friends over and get bombed. I decided to play Rogue Squadron sober and alone. Mm-hmm. My early teenage years in a nutshell. There's nothing wrong with that. My parents never had a clue I did this. Absolutely no regrets. Loved playing that game. As a parent now, I sometimes think, this is a crazy twist. I fucking playing with Rogue Squadron alone. I thought that's what you do for the rest of your life. Now I sometimes think about it as if my kids will do something like this, and I secretly hope so. What say you, WHM gang? Did you ever raid the Christmas gifts? We got a little bit about that from Steve. Happy holidays, Mike in Cleveland. Thank you, Mike, for the letter and being a little disgusting shit boy. Breaking into your parents' presents before the date in question. Are we unwrapping some watermelon right now?
Has he got a grape video?
Yeah, that one also has a piece of watermelon attached to it. So what we will do now is we will get rid of the evidence by eating the
This guy's playing.
Is he got a bucket of lie?
He's playing Rogue Squadron.
Marshmallows and watermelon go together very, very, very well.
What? No, I zoomed ahead a bit. Marshmallows get involved, guys.
I'm telling you, by the end of that video, that dude is fucking cranking it, man. I'm telling you.
He might be fucking what's left of the watermelon.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he is making perfect little hole incisions.
Yeah. Not so much of a twist ending as a what the fuck did you think was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's see here. Going
audience
to
last letter. Here it comes.
Last one, gang. Last one of 2019. Audience interaction, colon. It's bad, folks.
Agreed.
Yep.
What?
Dear gang. First, beer. First, I want to thank you for the countless hours of entertainment and making the droning process of life more enjoyable. You're welcome. I'm writing in to tell you about the Alamo Draft House, a chain of movie theaters popular in Texas and all over the country.
Yeah,
yes.
Everywhere. I was a little perplexed by this. Only in Texas?
They just opened in L.A., I think, recently, right?
Yeah,
I
mean, we're just getting slowly there.
We got three in the New York metro area. Soon to be, actually... Soon to be four. One's opening on Staten Island. Also.
Oh, well,
really?
That doesn't
count. Yikes.
I'll never go there.
So it's Yonkers, downtown Brooklyn. What's the third one?
There's going to be downtown Manhattan. Financial district.
Oh, yeah. Come on, dudes.
So yeah, find me down there, dude. Blah, blah, blah. I myself am from the Midwest, but attend school at a small private arts college. Ha, 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 ha. Private. Nonetheless, my girlfriend had the idea.
Oh, girlfriend.
Oh, idea. Search idea on Pornhub. I bet there's some
idea for a watermelon.
Event help.
You put the ideas in the hole. That's where the ideas go.
You fuck the idea. That's the idea.
Fuck the idea until it's a marshmallow. This is a video.
Was that marshmallow his cum or what, man?
That's a good question.
It was
don't
just
know.
Like cum. He like used like I guess what would you use to like bolster? I guess like thin it out, but also make it more.
Oh,
airy?
I couldn't possibly.
Maybe
begin to
a little
that
flour
question.
And like we whisk it.
You get a roux going.
Yeah, I guess.
Nonetheless, my girlfriend had the idea of going to one of their movie parties they offer.
Oh, that's fun.
For those that aren't aware, in their own words, movie parties are an quote interactive participatory screenings that bring the on-screen action into the theater. Kill me fucking dead.
Nope.
They had one of these for Lebowski, or was like one of the quota ones, or one of, fucking just shoot me
I
in
would
the
die.
Face. No, thank you.
No, can't do it.
Sounds fun. Nothing can be more magical than a crowd gathering together to enjoy classic movies. That part's true. Therefore, my girlfriend wanted to go see Monty Python and the Holy Grail, a fantastic movie.
Two strikes already.
Yeah.
You get those fucking goblins out there.
With the Monty Python fans?
Insufferable.
And I'm a huge Monty Python guy.
I love that movie.
Love it.
That, I just rewatched that movie. It holds the fuck up.
It does. And some of the sketches are great. Some of them are not so great. But like the fandom,
you've got at least a dozen Spanish Inquisitions
I know.
Fucking in the back row.
I think what we're going to hear some of this in this letter, probably. We arrive, and beforehand, they give us coconuts. And a plastic sword and a pamphlet with instructions.
That's too much already. I'm sorry. The coconuts? No.
No, we're gone.
We're not all riding horses.
Yep. I knew this was trouble. As it said on the pamphlet, every time they fake gallop, they wanted the audience to smash them together along with the film.
No.
Kill me dead. For those unaware, Holy Grail features this gag numerous amounts of times. And after 2 minutes, the coconut smashing was enough for me to want to kill myself. See, you know. As for the blow-up swords, there was a lady next to me who every now and again would prod me with the sword. She was clearly intoxicated. The downside of these theaters that sell booze.
Also true.
The worst was yet to come, as the pamphlet also stated to quote the movie as much as you want, which meant the Joe Bob fuck behind me that knew every line, this was his moment to shine. I can still hear his cringy loud voice saying, "Tis but a scratch," almost as if he was trying to impress someone or anyone.
You know what? Just cut off all my limbs. I'll enjoy the movie as a limbless person.
Like
the Green Knight in that case.
Yes, the Green Knight.
Black Knight.
Black Knight. Oh, I
needless to
the
say.
Green Knight actually was when we went to Medieval Times for Chris's D-Day.
Sure.
We were all seated in the Green Knight section.
Speaking of being drunk in public,
that was
hello
great.
There.
That was great. We should do that again.
I would totally do that.
I'll go there tomorrow, man.
Needless to say, this ruined my movie experience, and I never wanted to do anything like this again. The only positive being I had seen it before. The other movies they feature. If you are wondering, Scott Pilgrim, Princess Bride, Elf, Bad Santa, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, The Grinch 2019, Blazing Saddles, Pulp Fiction, Shaun of the Dead, Dumb and Dumber, A Nightmare on Elm Street, The Mummy, Singing in the Rain, and Love Actually. Good Lord, I wish they just offered watching classics without having the experience ruined. Yes.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you have any other experience with failed movie experiments or events meant to enhance the movie experience. A good example is a lake in Austin screens Jaws and allows viewers to float in the lake at night. Or perhaps the opposite, anything that can actually enhance the experience. Regardless, Thank you for everything, and even my poor ramen-eating ass is considering Patreon. Best, Ethan B. Well, thank you for even considering, Ethan. And I have to say, you know what can enhance a movie? Some good old-fashioned marijuana.
Absolutely.
That's what can do it, man. And you know what? You're not fucking bothering anybody.
Nope.
No coconuts required.
Mm-hmm. If you're of legal age in certain states.
Yeah, I cannot go in for that stuff.
No.
I remember, Steve, you and I caught... There was a new 4K of Lebowski that was going around
yes.
earlier this year. And it was the first time I'd ever seen it on the big screen. I've even played the movie at the Burns and refused to go. And I was like, you know what? It's Film Forum. It's fine. And we got a little ripped outside. And then
sure.
and we were quiet, but we were laughing, you know. But there was like even the slightest bit of talking. I was like, you gotta fucking be kidding me.
Because I know it's quotable, but that's not what I'm there. I'm there to see Jeff Bridges
Guess
do it.
What,
yeah,
guys.
I want to hear John Goodman yell at Steve Buscemi.
The movie-going experience is gone.
Mm.
The way we've kowtowed to crowds. Oh, you can be any shit you want. Oh, anything. Oh, yell at the movie. Yell at it. Do it. Do what you want. It's your movie.
I like the
Now it's fucking ruined for everyone.
I like all of that stuff I've always hated. Like, I've always loved The Room. I'm not going to see The Room. Not throwing spoons or whatever the no. fuck you're
Enhance
supposed to do.
Enhance a movie experience by watching it at home.
Exactly.
Also, what you're doing is like aping the thing that Rocky Horror Picture Show did like naturally over yes. decades. And like that whole thing evolved. Even that, though, I'll tell you what.
I went to that. It was not fun.
My sister was in a stage production in college and we drove up. It was worth it alone to see how uncomfortable my father was the entire time, which was fucking great. My sister pulled me on stage to dance to the Time Warp and all that stuff. But there was a dude front row who, like, people were doing the shout out things,
yeah.
right? And it was encouraged. But then this guy, I don't know if it was like advanced Rocky Horror or this dude is making shit up, but it was a thing where like the call out thing happens. And then this dude was like, and blah, 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 blah. And like, you could tell he yes. was like cramming a bunch of words into like dead space in the soundtrack.
That's what this was with mine. It was just like everybody had their thing, and some guys were like, you know, it was like different kinds of it was like some people were Baptist, some people were Methodist. You know what I mean? Like some people yell at this part, other people, and it just like made my head spin.
And then you, as the Catholic, are just sitting there quietly. Yeah, I guess that stuff also naturally develops at a place like that where you're so hardcore about like. No talking or we'll kick you out. Like, what is the alternative? You offer those things. And that's fine. And if you like that, that's okay. I'm just saying, like, I think it's really fucking dumb and I would never, ever attend it.
It's not for me.
I would float around in the lake watching Jaws in Austin.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
Let me tell you what, I'd probably have a beer in that.
Here's the thing, an atmospheric, because the thing is, why I went to Rocky Horror was in a graveyard. Like, that's kind of cool. Like,
sure.
Show me a horror movie in a graveyard. I'll go. Everybody just be quiet.
I like outdoor screenings or drive-ins, like that kind
drive-ins.
Of
thing. It has to be a thing that you've seen 1,000 times, though, where it doesn't matter if some asshole's dragging a cooler in front of you during a... You know what I mean?
Don't
have it be a thing you haven't seen or aren't really familiar with, because then you're just going to inevitably miss the movie because someone's fucking barbecuing next to you or whatever.
That's true.
I do like... I don't remember the name of it. It started in the UK. I think they sometimes do it here. This like super immersive cinema thing where it's like
4D,
the 4X, 4DX,
no,
or whatever
no,
the fuck
that
is.
Stuff. No.
It's Smell-o-vision.
Like they did a thing for Ghostbusters, and like you walked into the event space, and like everyone was dressed as Ghostbusters. There was a set. There was a whole like
that's kind of fun.
Interactive thing. They drove in like an Ecto-1.
I brought my own slime.
And then I think like after all the shenanigans are done, then they just play the movie.
Got it.
And that's that. You know what I mean? But yeah, these movie parties keep it.
Peanut butter goes very well with watermelon.
If this guy was having a movie
and
party,
what you
though,
do
I
is
don't know.
Get the marshmallows quite.
You have to bring your own
covered with watermelon juice here.
Oh, this is a tight marshmallow.
And I will very take tight. The spoon and dig into the peanut butter.
What the fuck? Now there's peanut butter? Please, fast forward to the end of this
wait.
And see if there's a dick.
He's eating peanut butter and watermelon together.
Yeah, it's only
marshmallow?
A minute
That's
left.
That's so weird.
We did the final minute.
He's chewing.
Do you see his face?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Watermelon.
That. Well, that. Damn it.
Peanut butter and marshmallow together.
Oh.
And other things that go good. Other foods that go good with watermelon. If you're eating a watermelon and
oh God.
You're very, very hot and the watermelon alone doesn't quench your thirst. What beverage goes with watermelon? Correct answer is chocolate milk.
What is he talking about?
Did you say chocolate milk?
Yes!
You can add ice cream to watermelon. You can add whipped cream to watermelon. It's all quite good.
This is too much.
Happy eating, watermelon students.
Watermelon students.
Fuck, did someone pay for this course?
The end. Tom Willett, 2012, FYI.
Tom Willett, 2012, did he run for president?
Yeah, possibly. That actually,
I'm on the watermelon ticket.
Kind of interesting that movie took place in the same year as Uncut Gems.
Ah. By the way, I should mention that all those old Gallagher specials are now on Amazon Instant Prime.
Really?
Yeah, I watched Stuck in the 60s. It was terrible.
You don't say. Maybe we'll have to figure something out for one of those.
Some Gallagher commentaries.
Oh, that's an idea.
We'll see what's up. All right, gang, that's going to wrap on the December mailbag. Again, if you have questions for us or you want your weird stories read on the air for us to make fun of, weallhatemovies@gmail.com. Until 2020, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Zadak.
Chris Cabin.
Eric Siska.
Take it easy.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.